everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Report, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us today. We're releasing the prophetic we're getting right now, a very important prophetic dream I had concerning draining the swamp, if we'll say that. That's a term you heard a couple years ago. What does that mean right now? God is going to allow a draining to bring back sanity to the world. All right, let's press it. Next step, finding my nerve.
Your head down, there's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go uninvited. Sometimes you gotta speak when you don't have the floor. Sometimes you gotta move when everybody
now. That song is appropriate for what I have today, a prophetic dream. It's no time to be silent. Well, welcome. It's Tuesday. It is the 12th day of March 2024. We're pressing for, as we shared yesterday, we're in the Adar month, again, Adar 2, because of a leap year, and it is a moment of moving into joy of what this month represents, coming through the hardship to joy. We shared about our joy journal. Everything is in a line prophetic. I feel like we're clicking. We're flowing prophetically. That's what it means to steps. One of the meaning of steps is a rhythm. It's just a rhythm like a drum. It just, we're in a sequence with God, and that's where we seem to be right now. We're aligning with other prophetic voices. If you listened to our live stream yesterday, I went into at length about that, about what God is saying, especially for America, what's coming. We know this. April, I think, is for the whole world. Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets had a word. April is going to be a month of chaos, unraveling. The enemy's plans are going to unravel. That's more than just an American word. That's an international word. It's all over the nations right now. Well, I had a dream. I shared it on the live stream yesterday, but I didn't get to dig into it. And I really feel, because a dream says to broadcast. So I don't want to not do what God has asked me to do concerning this dream. I had it on the 8th. I woke up on the 9th. So a couple days ago, and I've been just meditating upon it. And it goes along with some of the prophetic Chris Reed's having, Chuck Pierce, Dutch Sheets. It's kind of a dovetail to all that. But it's a sign to us because of what is about to happen. I think right now, for the first time in 3 to 4 years, we're getting a light at the end of the tunnel, prophetic insight right now, where God is saying there is a way out of this crisis. And I do want to bring back normalcy. And I think it's going to start with a grassroots movement of people agreeing with heaven concerning this. The way Dutch Sheets shared it was the bowls of intercession, the decrees, the prophecies, the intercession that's been going on for 4+ years now has filled the bowls in a sense. He didn't use that term. I did. But that's what he was describing, and that now there's an accumulation, and now God is beginning to act on those words. And I was quoting out of 2 Chronicles 15, where the Lord said, you know, you will seek me and you will find me. If you cry out for me, you'll find me. I'll allow myself to be found by you, really. That's what he said. Don't be discouraged. He said, keep doing what you're called to do. The scripture is verse 7. It says, but be you. Be strong and do not lose courage, for there is a reward for your work. And so now we're in reward season for that. So let me give you the dream. I don't want to be like some of those prophetic people that milk you for 20 minutes and then give you 2 minutes worth of dream. Anyway, this dream, I was in New York City, Times Square area, which I think is a world picture, because Times Square is for all the nations kind of gather in New York City. They kind of gather there. All the tourists go there for multiple reasons, the shopping, but just the lights and all that's going on, the life that's in Times Square. And New York is also a financial center for the world. But anyway, the streets, as we were going through the streets, they were flooded with 4 feet of water, at least 4 feet of water. It reminded me of what I would think of Venice, Italy, where, you know, the whole city is almost underwater. Anyway, you could go into stores and everyone was still trying to function normally. They were trying to. It's like, well, there is a flood, but we're going to keep living. And I was in a store and there's glass all the way around and I could see how high the water was because it was coming up against the glass. It wasn't coming in the store, but I knew if you open the door and go out that some of the water would get in. I just knew that in the dream. I wanted to go across the way, maybe a block or so away, to a store studio to record some things for ministry, and others around me wanted to do the same. We finally head out. We made it. You know, we opened that door, and obviously water came into that store we were in. But we made it to the store studio, and we recorded, kind of like what I'm doing today. And then we leave, and we go back into the streets and telling everybody where the store studio was, because everybody was asking, where is it? Where is it? And I was telling them where it was. And then all of a sudden, the water was gone. We knew in the dream, not just me, but we felt that someone, or we knew someone, had pulled a drain plug. Like there was a plug not allowing all this water to exit the city. Now, if you know anything about New York, it's on an island anyway. But anyway, and it said all this water, and somebody pulled the plug. We didn't know who pulled the plug, and it drained off all the streets, and they were back to normal immediately. And there was a level of normalcy back in the city. It's like all this flood of stuff that had been happening was gone in an instant almost, and it was back to normalcy. Now, let's go through the dream here a little bit. Obviously, New York is being flooded with illegal immigrants right now. We can look at that. The world is. The borders are wide open, and we have this flood. And if you open the door, in my dream, if you open the door, they're going to come in. And so you could have a protection. Glass windows speak of vision. You can have a vision to see out, but you can also see the flood. And I knew if you open the door, they're going to come. And that was the warning to me in the dream. Now, a new is supposed to record. To me, that means we must broadcast this hope. This purpose of this dream is a hope for us that the day is coming where God is going to allow this draining of the swamp, if we want to call it that, because this policy, this globalist policy, is a swamp, we call it. A swamp is where creatures are. They're hidden underneath. And so when you drain it, you get to see the creatures. Remember, President Trump was always talking about draining the swamp. And that term came from there. That's why I'm going to use that, not because he said it, because it gives an idea. You can find out what was there, and everything goes back to normal, because then the serpents are revealed and they're removed. Now, in my dream, I had to tell everybody wanted to know, because everybody needs to be broadcasting this. Please share this dream, this recording today with others. Share it. And here's what I want you to share, not just that Pastor Tim Karskadden, you know, shared a dream, but that the Lord said, if we'll press into this and declare this, that the plug will be pulled, and the streets, everything will come back to the level of normalcy. Now, Chris Reed's dream that he had, and you can go find that on Morningstar Ministries or Chris Reed Ministries on YouTube. It's the 11 o'clock service from Sunday. Just fast forward to the 109 mark, an hour, 9 minutes in, and he'll share the dream and the interpretation. And he saw a rebirthing of America, a baby. And, you know, I shared it yesterday. When you have a baby, you know, you go through the trauma of 9 months, both the husband and the wife do, the mother and the father do, because there's so many changes that go on during a pregnancy, pain, discomfort, morning sickness, on and on. And it's totally abnormal. Your whole life is turned upside down almost for 9 months. Then you have this birth, this painful birthing, and you have a new baby. Now you have no normality. You don't get to sleep. Baby's up and sick. You worry about it all the time. You go through this process. But after a certain amount of time, everything kind of goes back to normal. The baby starts sleeping. You get to sleep again. You get to do some normal things again. Now you got a new baby, which is exciting and fun, but you do go back to some normalcy. That's what I felt the dream was saying. And Chris Reed's word was the thing starts in April. Chuck Pierce, Dutch Sheet says the thing starts in April. The chaos breaks out in April. It's tied to an eclipse, a total eclipse that's coming to America on April 8th. And then he said this will go all the way through July 2025 when there'll be a level of normalcy. That's what he said. And it'd be like a new place, a rebirth of an America in a new place. So it kind of goes, that's why I'm saying this is dovetailing with this. Now, you know, as I said, President Trump used to use that thing about draining the swamp. And you can see that, especially even in the church, the religious establishment during the time of Christ was a cesspool. They were filled with leaders. They were most concerned with holding power. And Jesus represented a real threat to their way of life. And they were disguised under the banner of protecting people with heresy. They created a campaign based on lies and fake news to destroy, which they certainly did not. Destroy him, Christ. But they weren't able to do that. But that's what their plan was. And that's what we're seeing in the world right now. We're seeing the enemy is doing that, creating a campaign based on lies, fake news, to destroy the truth. Now, Jesus called these people hypocrites. And that's derived from the Greek word hypocrites, which means an expounder or an interpreter of dreams, then an actor. That's what it means. And that is what the Greeks used to call a stage player who acted under a mask impersonating a character. And it's a counterfeit. So it's ironic how the word parallels today with the celebrities we see who espouse morality and preach how we should live, how we should take care of the climate, how we should, but they don't live their lives that way. They fly around their private jets and pollute the air more than anybody else. You know, it's good for you, but not for me. It's easy to feel the same agitation that Jesus felt against the spirits of their adversaries. Now, let me give a scripture here. In Luke 12, in first verse, it says, Jesus said, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. He called out their sin for what it was. These are hypocrites when it came to telling people how to live and then living as if the same laws didn't apply to them. They were somehow above the law, a reference that we see here leveled against our president, you know, right now. President Trump was against President Trump and so forth. But even now we're seeing our leaders around the world who are not doing right. They're living in hypocrisy. It's a mask. It's fake. And so this is the lie that's going on right now. And I believe my dream was telling some of this right here when you see the rising of the tide, this flood that we were seeing. And so we have to declare that God is going to drain the swamp. I want you to join me because I think the fact in the dream, I didn't know who did it. I just knew it was done. Who can drain a swamp that fills a whole city? You know, if we're looking at it that way, the only thing I know, the only one I know is the Lord himself, which means there'll be a major shift in something in the earth where everything that's been flooding this, the things coming together. When the enemy rises up against us, right, like a flood, the Lord raises a standard against him. So we're going to decree the standard of the Lord in the midst of this flooding of lies and hypocrisy that we're seeing all across the world. Are you with me on this? I want to encourage you to walk this out with me and pray into this. Let's believe, especially if the timelines are right, April it's going to pop, then we're going to see by July 2025, a draining of the swamp, a draining of the flood of things that have been coming against us, and we're going to go back to some level of normalcy again. Okay, I want that. I want you to want that as well. Now, we know prophetically the enemy is trying to plan a world war, a pandemic. We know that as well. These are multiple dreams from prophetic people that we vetted that shows that that's the plan of the enemy in 2025 as well. So God already has a counter plan, and it's not for those things. It's not for war. It's not for a pandemic. It's not for any of those things. So we've got to press in right now. We have a word from the Lord, not just this one, but multiple words that God is on the scene. He's making a way. to pull the plug on the enemy and everything he's trying to flood us with. The Lord's going to raise up a standard and drain the flood of attacks that the enemy is bringing against us. All right, you with me on this one? Father, I pray for everybody listening today that they would receive this word and they would be encouraged to fight the good fight right now. Lord, we say, pull the plug. Drain this thing, Lord, and let us come back to a level of normalcy in our nations and in the land, Father. These hypocrisy that is moving in the earth, the lies, the deception, reveal them. Let there be an unraveling. We pull the string of that thread and let the unraveling begin on the plans of the enemy. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. Well, thanks for listening each and every day with us here on our daily podcast. As we shared today and each and every day, we'd like you to share these stories or these prophetic insights with others so we can build an army to fight against the plans of the enemy in this hour. Thank you for supporting us. So many of you give to our ministry online. We thank you for that. You do that online and on an app or on our website. We bless you with that. Be encouraged today. We love you, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.